Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, the great radio stations all across America, hello, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, currently being heard in 27 different countries around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, AMS, fire. Firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch, and when Parler comes back, we're on there the same way. Don't forget to check out our website, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and people are sending us messages over there. Special shout out to Ben, old Leo, he calls himself Ben, up there in Portland, Maine. Thank you very much for the kudos, Ben. I really appreciate that and appreciate your loyal listenership, and we appreciate you. So there you go. Pass it along to somebody up there. Now, I've got hour number two starting here, and let's get started with the pledge. And here is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, waiting very patiently to get on, we've got Backgammon Bob. And Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Still a little chilly after that weather report of yours.
I'm sorry. I'll just be glad you're not up there in Montana, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Northern Ohio, or upstate New York, or anywhere in Northern New England.
All right. Anyway, just wondering about the voter ID and voter registration.
Uh-huh.
And who is responsible for each state? And would this be a state thing if we got some local into the local area that would hand it?
Right.
And the second part of that question would be, is it possible to get a referendum on the ballot to require voter ID?
Yes. All right. We'll answer that for you, and thanks for the call. Okay, Kyle, you want to answer it first or you want me to?
You go ahead, please.
All right. Number one, all voting rights and rules are established at the local and state level. For example, the federal government can regulate federal elections to the point to where what it takes to be a candidate. They're trying to overstep their authority by maybe interjecting some restrictions from the federal level. But voter ID comes in at the local, federal, and state at the local and state level. If you want voter ID, take it to your supervisor of elections office first. Get it on a ballot, get it on a mandate, get a petition going, and get it submitted to one of your state legislators and get it up there in your state capital, wherever that might happen to be, and get it on the ballot, have them vote on it, because they can either do it by themselves by submitting the legislation and do it, because voter ID is way past its time. And I'm talking about picture voter ID. At the very least, Kyle, if you want to throw the thumbprint in there, too, and really make it right so it's really foolproof, then have at it.
Well, right. I mean, so many of the other things that we do in our society, you need to have some sort of ID
yep.
to accomplish that. And voting should be no different. And I think, Captain, that these kinds of systems could be implemented, but would still be able to retain integrity of the voting system. But one of the reasons why the far left and the Democrat Party elite don't want this kind of thing is because it doesn't allow them then to game the system the way that they're doing right now.
Okay, let me go back to the call here. Is this Nelson up there in Live Oak?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Captain, I just wanted to congratulate you for getting that Sandusky, Michigan radio station.
Oh, that's a big signal. We're going all the way up to Saginaw, Michigan, and all the way over to Cleveland and Port Huron and Detroit and all places in between, north, south, east, west.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask, I think it was a week from last Saturday, it was announced that of the four remaining contested House seats, the last one was decided for the Republicans. She was from New York State.
Yeah, 123 votes.
Right. And I didn't catch those other three. The Republicans were leading in the other three
right.
as well.
Okay.
And I'm wondering.
Okay. Well, there's
go on.
All right. Well, nobody yet, but I'll answer it for you.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Nelson. Okay, Kyle, he's talking about the special elections. There's two of them. Two of them in Louisiana.
Right.
And then someone else just died, so that'll be another special election. I forget where the person was that died. Was it Texas?
Sounds right. I'd have to double check.
Okay.
That.
Well, there's two special elections coming up this coming month. Not this coming month. Sorry, next month in Louisiana, and there's going to be one of them. The widow of the young man that died, who just got elected, by the way, first term congressman, and he just passed away. She's running for his seat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be two in Louisiana. They should pick up at least one seat. The other one's a Democratic seat, but I would think they could pick that up too if they play their cards right. What do you think?
Well, I think so, because now we're into the Biden administration now. We see where the trend is going, and so that's their way of making their voice heard.
Now, if they pick up both of those seats, Nancy's lead is now down to 5.
Yeah, see, that is the big story here.
Yep.
And they're going to have to try to get some bipartisanship. There's less power for Nancy Pelosi than there was before.
And she could be more dangerous that way. Because she's going to try to crack the whip and keep everybody in line. And some of these people, they're not going to be in line for her. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when your windshield is replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, and that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and all areas in between, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. Get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There it is. All right. Now, I want to talk about something, and I'll make it brief because we got plenty of stuff to go with here. Google has very quietly escalated what's called the manual search censorship. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, this basically allows a staff member or, you know, a person that works at Google to, I think, manually adjust search engine parameters based on what they find
right.
on websites. Yes.
And let's say I go in there and I put down the Captain's America and I want to see what's going on. Well, obviously, I'll get the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll get the Captain's America podcast. I'll get the Captain's America this, that, and the other. But then, of course, the comic book character will show up in there, too. Now, for some reason, I went ahead of the comic book character when I went to Captain's America. Now, my America is capitalized, unlike the other one. And I didn't do that with any specific reason or purpose. But Google, if you are affected, if your website is affected by one of those little security alert words that they get, and you start getting a bunch of people that are posting, just like Facebook, they'll start deleting the posts, and they'll start lowering your numbers, and all of a sudden, you won't be at the top of the list when people go looking for you.
Well, that's right. Now we understand that if you have been the subject of a manual action by Google, you can appeal that.
Yeah.
You can basically fix, you know, essentially whatever might the issue might be. But but again, this is a lot to talk about. Yeah.
And speaking of appealing, we found out yesterday that Facebook, by far and away, was the most used social media site by the Capitol Hill rioters, as they were using the direct message ability there to message each other back and forth as to what was going on.
Well, again, that is, number one, I'm sorry that they use these kinds of platforms like that. That's a terrible thing in and of itself. I'm sure that a further investigation might reveal, maybe a good way to stop that kind of thing. Terrorists, by the way, Captain, they found ways to communicate through video game consoles and so forth.
The dark web.
That's right. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff out there that unfortunately can mean that something might go undetected. But of course, and this goes beyond the typical idea of community policies, because now you're looking at criminal conspiracy, being used on some of these things. But, some people have called for the end of news channels or other news outlets simply because someone who went to the Capitol and obviously broke the law and so forth on January 6th, that they actually would watch it or listen to that show. So I wonder if we'll hear any similar calls here. I don't think we will, obviously, but it points up, again, the notion that there's a lot of people who want to share information, and some people want to take advantage of that ability.
Yeah, now I want to address something here in my state before we go to your state. Florida Senator Marco Rubio ripped Joe Biden over the reports of possible travel ban against Florida. He said that he thought it was unconstitutional. And what this is this is a political move by the Biden administration to try to, quote, bring Florida into line to the Democrats' way of thinking. Well, it's not going to happen because we're doing very nicely, thank you very much, down here in Florida. And by the way, after the Super Bowl, oh, they weren't wearing masks. Oh, it was terrible. Oh, they were 4 feet apart. Oh, my God, women were hugging with men. Oh, it's awful. People are going to die. I'll mark my words. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think we're heading that direction. But, Senator Rubio, was talking about the idea that, Florida is actually embarrassing the Democrats to a
degree. Sure they are.
It's embarrassing California.
Sure.
Embarrassing other places where they've had these draconian lockdowns.
Yep.
And so, of course, this is why the Biden administration, I think, would want to try to point them up and use them as...
And even the airlines know where the people want to come because more flights have been added incoming to Florida from all around the country because that's where people want to go because we're not locked down.
Well, that's right. And I think we're seeing more and more evidence. Now, by the way, I think it's important to note, everybody wants to be safe. Nobody wants to have any problem like that. But it looks like these lockdowns don't really have the desired effect.
They do not establish herd immunity. And we are, in fact, establishing and adding to the herd immunity down here because of what we're doing. Now, are we all jacked up with 100,000 people in a football stadium? No. But are we going to have people in a baseball park coming this year? You bet. It just isn't going to be full capacity. But as things get better, then we'll increase the capacity.
Well, right. And one could argue, too, that huge lockdowns actually extend the ability to ever get to herd immunity, way off into the future.
Yep.
This is why this is so hard. Yeah.
Now I'm going to go to your state. California Governor Newsom is now scrambling as a recall to push for his removal from office is gained steam, according to your friend and mine, Tom Del Bacardo. They have more than the acquired number of signatures right now, and what they're doing is padding the signatures in case they need to have some extra ones in case something isn't able to be verified. They've got more than enough signatures to get this up on the ballot and get this recall election going. They need to do it sooner rather than later. Newsom has got to go in California.
Well, this, you know, Captain, back in, I think, 2003 is when Gray Davis was recalled.
Right.
It was a little bit of a different situation.
Then we got the governor.
Then you got the governor, that's right. But this is a very serious business here in California, and more and more people that I talk to, they seem to be very much on board with this notion because they are not happy, I think Republican and Democrat in California, not happy with the way that Governor Newsom has handled all of this, and so we could see a big upset.
Do you remember the first interview that the governor did when he was announced he was running?
No, what was that?
Let me try it in his voice. Well, Larry, I'm going to run against Gray Davis, and you know we're going to win because we have the people behind us, Larry. Larry King Show.
Yeah, the Larry King Show, you're right.
I kind of got it a little bit there.
Well, you know, and again, this situation, again, not the same, but there is something happening in California here, and that's why I think Tom Del Vecchio has been able to rally all these signatures, because, again, people are done. They're done with shutting down their business and so forth.
And some of us have been helping them with the radio shows and TV shows around the country, reminding people about this, too.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Since he's a friend of ours, I was happy to.
Absolutely, and hopefully we can do that. Yeah.
The only thing is that I told him, I said, if you're up at this time in the morning, instead of going on TV right away, why don't you come over here for 2 or 3 minutes and talk about what you want to talk about? Jeez, man, give us a break here, Tom.
Well, maybe we can get him on the show here real soon.
I'll let you yell at him because you're living out there. All right, well, let me go to the phone real quick here. Let's see here. Mary.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes.
How do you get the replacement for the governor in California?
Okay, we'll answer that. Obviously, you have to have a candidate, and they have to have a special election.
That's right.
Two candidates, and we already know of three.
Yeah, and this would come up probably around September-ish, if I understand correctly.
Mm-hmm.
One person whose name has been thrown out there, I don't know if he has any interest in doing that, and that is the former acting DNI Rick Grenell.
Yeah,
I've heard this in some people have put his name out there.
He would be a good one.
I think so. He's very sharp. He's a smart guy, and obviously, you know, again, and I just don't know how in the world Gavin Newsom would try to really challenge all this and try to make the case that no, everything's great in California, because it's not, and they followed his lead, and unfortunately, if you look at the numbers, this is really interesting. If you look at the numbers, even for just the, well, we're at the purple tier in my area of California right now, it would be so difficult to ever get to the red tier and then to the tier below that where you could even start, you know, going to see an Angel game if you wanted.
Well, you got your congressional seats back there in the county that you're in, Orange County, after they stole them from you the last time around with the people that, and by the way, one of them was that woman that was, what's the word I want here? A sexual deviant?
Right, yeah, I think I remember you talking
about that. Yeah, she was a real freaking weirdo, that one. Okay, but anyway, there you go. And here comes the music, and folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to the bottom of the hour break, and don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. By the way, Congressman Matt Gaetz is going at it with Congressman Adam Kinzinger. Matt Gaetz told him to bring it on. We'll see what's going on there. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors have wrapped up their impeachment case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. The lead manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, quoted Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War pamphlet, The Crisis, as he tried to sway reluctant Republican senators.
Everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end will be our victory.
There's only a single charge for Trump in the trial, incitement of insurrection, after a mob of his supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Five people died during the riot, including one woman who was trampled to death by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Kevin, of course, is the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. That's part of what you get when you become a member. And what do 450,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? And by the way, that number is growing. Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend yourself. Because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys. Now, they know the legal system doesn't always get it right, because when you have to defend yourself, the last person standing is the first person the police are going to look for. So I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There is a link right there, dead center of the page, for the USCCA. Click on that link to find out more about what's going on. And I am a lifetime member of the USCCA, and you should be at least a member, if not a lifetime member, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is going into a bit of a tussle with Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who apparently is putting together a PAC to help candidates to run against people that he and his cohorts don't think belong in the Congress or belong running for Congress because they're not of the, quote, Republican mold that he is. Remember, he's the one that did not support President Trump while the last few times around voted for impeachment and a couple of other things that were against the president.
That's right. He was one of 10 House Republicans now to vote to impeach the president and send the article over to the Senate. But he's created what they're calling the Country First PAC, and he says this is no time for silence, not after last month, not after the last few years. Someone needs to tell the truth, according to him. Now, of course, he's going after Matt Gaetz, who was elected into Congress, I think, in 2016. Matt Gaetz says about Kissinger's attacks, he says, now, if he wants to target my America First politics, referencing me by name, my response, and it's a, well, we can't say it on the radio, and then he says, bring it. So this is a very intense exchange that's going on.
Yeah, and Gaetz has got a book called Firebrand, which is what he's all about.
Yes, exactly. And so, again, you know, what Kissinger says is that this isn't the Republican Party that he joined way back, I think he was elected back in 2010, I believe.
Yeah.
But again, this isn't about trying to clean house out of the Republicans, because obviously there's so much of politics that are going on here. It's not that cut and dried in the grand sense. And what we're talking about with America First isn't xenophobic. It's not all those things. It's about trying to make good deals for America. This was the hallmark of President Trump's election, his administration.
But he's wrecked the good old boy train where, because of insider information, a lot of these politicians lined their pockets with cash because of what they knew and the fact that they didn't have to worry about insider trading.
Well, right. So, again, it's that business as usual. That's why Trump, if you divorce it from the man himself and so forth, or the personality, but what Trump did, he actually did upend the apple cart or overturn the apple cart.
Sure.
And people on both sides of the aisle hate that.
Now, let's talk for a second about Jen Psaki, because she had to backpedal after Joe Biden is now facing heat for his school goal that just doesn't make any sense. What about this? Well, we're going to open the schools one day a week, and we'll have the schools open, one day a week. No, you won't.
No, they won't. Honestly, that is the most sort of weak kind of goal you could have. And by the way, the goalposts will move on that as well.
Yeah. Have you seen the schools for college entry? What they used to call the SCA, the SCAT scores and the SAT scores? They're down, way down.
They are way down. There is a major tragedy happening across our nation with young people.
Yep.
Unfortunately, because they're not able to socialize, because they're denied so many of the normal rites of passage in high school and so forth, it's depressing. I hate to say it, you know. And we have to do better for our kids. We can open the school safely, but the Biden administration is just floundering around.
Well, we opened the program talking about Governor Cuomo up in New York State with the thousands more people, about 9,000, as we understand it, that were patients sent from the hospitals to the nursing homes that created that huge problem up there. But here's number two, item number two for Cuomo. New York's Governor Cuomo's proposed state budget would move $160 million, which is dedicated for subways, trains, and other elements of New York's mass transit systems into the state's general fund. Now, that includes $145 million meant for the cash-strapped Metropolitan Transportation Authority, effectively putting them in the red and maybe forcing them to shut down.
Exactly. You know, if only we had one of those submarine klaxons to start sounding, this is the sound, or would be the sound, warning the people in New York that it's getting, the taxes are going to go through the roof. They don't have the money to pay for stuff. They're going to start looking at you.
I was thinking about getting the audio up, battle stations, all hands, man, your battle stations.
Right. Exactly. I mean, because this is the kind of, it's like the canary in the coal mine or something. It's like the things aren't good. And they will have to raise the taxes.
Now, something else that's going on here, the liberals are at it again. Twitter has permanently suspended the founder of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, and locked Project Veritas totally off Twitter.
You know, I understand that they say that they've been suspended or permanently suspended, basically, because of spreading false information.
Yep.
But yet, the name
along
Veritas,
with Donald Trump, along with who was the other one that was in there the other day we talked about? There was somebody else in there.
Yeah, well, they're a wholesale slash and burn of a lot of these different conservative accounts. But honestly, I think maybe they just don't like the fact that people talk on these hidden camera things, and then it gets out about what's happening in certain organizations.
Well, BBC World News is in trouble with the Chinese. Did you hear what happened there?
Yes, they are very upset, the Chinese government, that is, because the BBC, I believe, had a very crushing story about the Uyghurs and the atrocities that are happening.
Yep. Yeah. They reported as concentration camp revelations for the Uyghurs.
Exactly. And now this is a human rights issue or human, the atrocities that are happening should concern all of us. And again, the more information that comes out, the more light that is shined on this, the Chinese government, they're not happy, obviously.
And Joe Biden has killed the emergency order used to build Trump's border wall. That's all stopped.
Well, sure. Well, you know, that's par for the course.
And Nancy Pelosi says she aims to finish the COVID-19 stimulus relief by the end of February. By the way, we're now up to $2.3 trillion from $1.9 to $2.3 trillion.
You know, Nancy Pelosi, I hate to say, Speaker Pelosi has zero credibility on this stuff anymore, Captain. She could have gotten money out to people who needed it months and months and months ago, and she didn't want to do it.
Well, all they're doing is making it worse for the people that need to have it by dragging it on.
No kidding. No kidding. And, you know, and suddenly, oh, the big hero, that's not
it. And they could solve the whole damn problem if they just open the country.
Open the country, start.
By the way, the person I like to pick on, little Dr. Fauci. Little Dr. Fauci says it's now open season on vaccines, which will all likely be here and ready to go by April.
Well, I guess we got to wait around till April until they say, well, we couldn't do it in April or something. I mean, people just, they aren't believing this stuff. I hope it's right. I totally hope it's right.
Yeah, but, you talked a little while ago about Facebook and the fact they have an oversight board if you wanted to, you know, challenge something. The oversight board for Facebook has been inundated with around 9 million comments, both pro, mostly pro, and con on Donald Trump's suspension. People are trying to get him back on Facebook.
Well, you see, that's the thing. People understand that, you know, some people may not want to read a comment, but to say to somebody, you can't read comments by this person.
9 million people.
That's huge. That's big time.
And those are his supporters, and he certainly got them. I forget how many people he had when he was on Facebook, but it was more than that.
Yep, and Twitter is millions and millions.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our next Highway and Byway Report, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. We're going to tell you what's going on out yonder way with the weather. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. We appreciate you being on that wall so all the rest of us can take care of all the things, our liberties that we have here. You people make it happen, and we know it. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pallet and Flying J nearest you. When you see that sign for the Pallet and Flying J, pull on in there, tell them you've been listening to the Captain, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, the other thing is, if you join the Drivers Club, you'll get points for the fuel you buy, you'll get points for the food you eat, you'll get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, and you can use them down the line, or you can use them in the Drivers Club. So become a member of the Drivers Club. Costs you nothing, and you got lots and lots of advantages. Plus, you get discounts on different things, too. All righty, here we go. The heart of rock and roll.
heart of rock and roll, Huey Lewis in the news. What you think there, Kyle?
I love it. Takes me back. I sent Huey Lewis in the news. They were really great.
Absolutely. Well, I liked him when he talked about quarter to three. What can you do with a quarter to three in New York? Anything you want.
That's right.
Anything you want. All right, well, let's get going because we don't have a lot of time here. A cold Arctic air mass post is draped across much of the country. It's going to continue to aid in the development of wintry precipitation from coast to coast. Heavy snow and ice will be possible in the Pacific Northwest, while snow and freezing rain is going to impact portions of the plains, the south, and the middle Atlantic. Record low temperatures are possible through the weekend, and I'm telling you, it's colder than a well digger's butt in the northern part of the United States. Anything above I-70 tonight, holy smokes. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we do have, of course, a wind advisory out in the California high desert. This along I-15 and I-40 near Barstow. We've got winter weather advisory coming up through the central part of California as well. But, of course, the real story in terms of western weather tonight, all throughout the state of Oregon, all throughout the state of Washington, winter storm warnings there. Looks like we got a dense fog advisory near Medford, Oregon, and also Grants Pass, Oregon, so be careful there. Up near 4th of July Pass near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it's clocking in about 7 degrees. You got icy patches on the road. That wind chill is still there all throughout northern Montana. In southern Montana, you got the wind chill advisory. Very, very cold. All that extends down into eastern and western Wyoming. Also down in Idaho near Boise, near I-84, you've got a lot of winter weather there, and you may even need chains in some places. We understand as well. So also coming down through I-15, Salt Lake City, winter storm warning, avalanche watch going on there tonight, Captain.
Okay, well, here we go. North Dakota, parts of South Dakota to include Rapid City, the northwestern corner of Minnesota. You've got bitter wind chill factors there, 25, 35, 45, 55 below zero. Take your pick. Below zero wind chill factors all the way on down to Oklahoma tonight, central part of Oklahoma, and down through parts of Missouri, all of Iowa, all of Minnesota, most of Wisconsin. Nebraska, by the way, Nebraska coming across I-80 tonight, you've got snow pretty much all the way across from Iowa, and southwestern corner of Iowa, you got snow there, south of Omaha, down 29, towards Missouri, you got snow on down through there, snow in the northern part of Kansas, and then snow in the southern part of Oklahoma. It's now starting to make its way up there, a little bit of snow is starting to fall, Oklahoma City up I-44 towards Tulsa. That may eventually follow its way into Missouri. We'll see. You've got snow across the entire central part of Texas tonight to include all the Metroplex, I-20 east over into northern Louisiana, over into northern Mississippi, and on up towards Memphis. Snow flurries there, snow showers, snow all the way across I-20 to I-10, Pecos and over in that area, Fort Stockton down to the Mexican border as well, Lubbock, south of Lubbock, snow down there, down to towards the Mexican border, and then snow in West Virginia, snow in Virginia, through most of Virginia, snow in the mountains of North Carolina, heavy, dense fog reported up 95 from about Brunswick, Georgia, all the way to Fayetteville, North Carolina. Now it looks like it's moved a little further up the line, probably up around the 102-mile marker in Kenley, I would say, but looking at here, where I'm looking at with the road, all the way over to the Atlantic Ocean and all the way over towards over towards Greensboro. So we've now got some fog developing over there in Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, way up north in upstate New York, up along the Adirondacks to the Canadian border, and the northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, and the northern part of Maine, you have wind chill factors bitterly cold up there, too. Anywhere from zero to the negative temperatures in terms of the wind chill, very cold temperatures. So please be careful. Get your fuel right. Make sure everything's going the way it needs to be going. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And it's still going to be colder than a well digger's butt up there in the northern part of the United States, I'll guarantee you. Okay, meantime, sitting on top of the mountaintop up in Tarpon Springs, there she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
what it are that's going on right now. I won't worry about talking about the impeachment until after the top of the hour. But how about this one? How about this nonsense where Cuomo now has got caught again with his hands in a cookie jar? Another report's come out where it's about 9,000 more people were sent to the nursing homes from the hospitals that weren't reported accurately. And he's really in trouble now. He's really gotten himself in trouble.
He is in some big trouble. It appears that somebody inside his administration is the one that released some information that had to do with his aide, whoever that may be, and the information kind of keeps changing. But I think the first part of it came out that he sent 9,000 COVID positive patients into the nursing homes, and they decided to cover it up, and said they covered that because they did not want it to be investigated by the Department of Justice, which already there becomes an obstruction of justice case. Remember, he wrote a book in the middle of all of this.
Yeah, and he's also in trouble because he's taking money that's dedicated for mass transit in New York City, and he's taking $160 million and dumping it into the state's general fund because they don't have the tax revenue.
That's right. Imagine that.
So in the meantime, $145 million that was meant for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority down in New York and Long Island, they're not going to get it, and they're going to have some big-time trouble with some of the equipment that they have to maintain.
Well, this is going to really come down to, you know, malfeasance. I mean, it's going to be malpractice of his duties as governor. So,
Yep.
He's in
deep poo-poo. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, the founderscode.com, coming back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.